In Genesis 3, God is walking through the garden in the cool of the evening. He knows of the terrible choice of Adam and Eve, and the time to confront them is at hand. Remember, God's questions are all rhetorical. It's not like he doesn't know the answer, but he asks us that we would know the answer, not because he is bewildered. In verse 9, the Lord says, "Adam, where are you?" The word "where" in that question is not in the sense of asking Adam for a geographic location, but it is "where" with a choice. In other words, the Lord is saying, "What's with you, man? Whose side are you on, mine or the enemy? I say, where do you stand? And how firmly are you standing there?" You can't stand on both sides of the line of choosing at the same time and call that a decision. That's pretty shallow. And we can easily drown in shallow things. Think about that. The Lord our God is going to, very clearly, as never before, draw the lines of battle, a line of choosing. The line will be drawn very obviously, and it will be known that it is the Lord, the one and true God, that does the work. People will, at first, marvel at the wonders, but hell will fight back from high places because the wonders and miracles worked through God's people will continually thwart the plans of darkness. The people owned by darkness in high places will plot to put down, wipe out, and prevent what they will label as demonic doings and gross witchcraft, even though it is obvious no one except the Lord himself had done and can do the wonders and marvels. Their dark hearts will condemn them in their sleep, for in their heart of hearts they will know it is the hand of God that they refuse. God is drawing the line very plainly, and will continue to clarify the line of choosing. Because again, the more obvious and plain the line is, the more obvious and plain it is upon which side of the line we all stand. It is for yet a little while Zion's gates remain open. For while they are open, it is because I, the Lord, do declare them open, open for all that would enter. But when the gates are closed, they most assuredly are closed and will not even crack open for one more. I alone, the Lord of hosts, will name them closed. On that day, the mist of conflict will be blown aside, for I will command the wind from my mountains to remove the mist of contention, and all eyes will be opened. And all living and all dead and all spirits above and below shall behold the glory and excellence of the Holy of Holies. The light of my presence will permeate all spirits, and those that have chosen me will be blessed, for they are within. Those without will wail and cry and will hurt themselves, for all things will be evident, and all will be revealed. Those outside will curse themselves for their willingness to be deceived, open rebellion, and conscious poor choices. I, the Lord, have drawn the line of choosing and do forewarn to all that we are fast approaching the line, and I will soon pick up the pace again. All will bow in the end, whether in blessing or cursing, all will bow. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and God, and no mouth will refuse, nor will be able to halt. Amen. Think about it.